WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever catch yourself thinking things like, I'm not good enough, or I always mess this up? Yeah, we've all been there. It's easy to get caught in the spiral of negative self-talk, that inner critic constantly running on a parade. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to rule your life. Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Sports Momentum, Daily Adventure Boost. Today, we're diving headfirst into a game changer, how to overcome negative self-talk and silence that pesky inner critic. Listen, life throws curveballs. We all stumble, make mistakes, and sometimes even experience crushing defeats. But the real battle isn't against those external challenges, it's against the negativity we allow to fester inside our own minds. When we constantly criticize ourselves, we sabotage our potential, limit our growth, and basically hold ourselves back from living a fulfilling life. Think about your favorite athlete. Imagine them stepping up to bat with their head down, whispering doubts in their own ear. They probably strike out every time. We need to treat our minds with the same respect and care we give our bodies, fuel it with positive thoughts and constructive criticism, not negativity. So, how do we break free from the self-sabotaging cycle? Here are 5 key takeaways to turn that frown upside down and unleash your inner champion. 1. Awareness is key. The first step is recognizing those negative thoughts when they creep in. You gotta catch them before they snowball into a full-blown mental meltdown. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Often, those negative voices are just loud but not necessarily accurate. 2. Challenge the narrator. Once you've identified the negativity, challenge it. Treat that inner critic like a 5-year-old arguing for candy it needs to be reasoned with, not indulged. Replace those harsh self-criticisms with more compassionate and realistic statements. Instead of I always fail, try I learned from this experience and I'll do better next time. 3. Practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but actively focusing on the good stuff can make a world of difference. Make a daily list of things you're grateful for, big or small. That could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to a supportive friend. Shifting your focus to the positive helps rewire your brain to see the best in situations. 4. Celebrate your wins. We often focus on our shortcomings, but it's crucial to celebrate even the smallest victories. Did you nail that presentation? It's a workout. Finally, finish that book you've been meaning to read. Give yourself credit. Acknowledgement and self-appreciation fuel your confidence and motivation. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. The people we surround ourselves with have a profound impact on our mindset. Seek out supportive, encouraging friends and mentors who lift you up and believe in your potential. Limit your exposure to negativity, those folks who constantly drain your energy and bring you down. You know that feeling when you finally conquer a challenging task? That sense of accomplishment, that surge of pride? Imagine experiencing that more often, not just in your achievements, but in your overall outlook on life. This isn't about being happy all the time, it's about cultivating a resilient mindset, one that can bounce back from setbacks and keep pushing forward. Think about a time you faced a difficult challenge, maybe a big presentation at work or a tough competition. Remember how you felt leading up to that moment. Were those negative thoughts holding you back, whispering doubts in your ear? Or did you manage to silence that inner critic and step into the arena with confidence? Chances are, when you replace self-criticism with positive affirmations and focused on your strengths, you perform better. The bottom line is this. You have the power to rewrite your narrative. You're capable of achieving incredible things, but it starts with believing in yourself. Overcoming negative self-talk isn't a quick fix. It's a journey of self-discovery and constant practice. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Remember, you're stronger than those negative thoughts. You're worthy of love, respect, and success. Go out there and show the world what you're made of. And as always, keep that momentum going. Share your thoughts with us on social media. Let's inspire each other to live bolder, brighter lives. Until next time, stay motivated, stay inspired, and never stop chasing your dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.